We're in Simen Tov Kuf Samach Aleph, the final Simen in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Very exciting Simen. Din Haroa Ori Yehuda Yerushalayim VaMikdash B'Churbanon. The din of tearing Kriya over the Churban Abayis, Churban Yerushalayim, and Ori Yehuda. The source for this din is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Mem Aleph, pasuk Hey. ויבואו אנשים משכם, משילו, משומרון, 80 איש מגולחי זקן וקרועי בגדים ומסגודדים ומן חלבונה בידם להביא בית השם. Rashi tells us these 80 men were coming from their homes in these various places and they didn't know about the Churban Abayis. And while they're on the road, they're in Mincha Ulvona, they're coming to bring Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, and on the road they find out about the Churban Abayis, and they tear their clothes. This is brought down in a Braisa Moikatan, Moikatan Dav Chavav Amir Aleph, Ve'ele Kroin She'ei Mis'achin. The following Kriyas cannot be sewn up properly. Different ways of sewing up a Kriya, and the Braisa gives a list of those Kriyas that are not allowed to be sewn up in a straight, in a good way. They can't be sewn up well. Al Ovi v'Imo, v'al Ori Yehuda, v'al Mikdash, v'al Yerushalayim. One cannot sew up in a straight, perfect way the Kriya on one's parent, nor can one sew up the Kriya on Ori Yehuda, v'al Mikdash, v'al Yerushalayim. Let's start with Sif Aleph. Haroa Ori Yehuda b'Churbanon, a person who sees Ori Yehuda in their destruction, Omer, Arei Kachacha Yumidbar Vikorea. He says this pasuk, and then he tears Kriya. This is specifically Ori Yehuda, not Ori Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah says of Katan Aleph, Ori Yehuda below Ori Yisrael, do Chashivi Kolkach. Ori Yisrael do not have the Chashivas of Ori Yehuda. The Takana of Kriya is Dafka and Ori Yehuda. You only have to tear Kriya when you're close enough to see it, as from Har Tzofim to Yerushalayim, from Mount Scopus to Yerushalayim. Okay, that we're going to discuss in Sif Bey, is the proximity that one has to, how close do you have to be to tear Kriya? Some say there's a shear, and some say no, you just have to see, and that's the din of being from Har Tzofim to Yerushalayim. It doesn't mean that you need a certain shear, that's how close you have to be, it just means that you have to be able to see it. Why don't we do this Bizman Hazeh? So they bring down from Tukachinsky two reasons. First of all, we don't know where the Ore Yehuda are Bizman Hazeh. Or usually you first approach Yerushalayim, and then only afterwards you see the Ore Yehuda. And we'll see in Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel says, "Im kara al achas me Ori Yehuda, one tears kriya on one of the Ori Yehuda, einu chozer kareya kishiyere shar Ori Yehuda. All of the Ori Yehuda are one unit. If one sees Ori Yehuda and tears kriya on one of them, he does not have to tear kriya on the second one. Chutz miYerushalayim shechozer kareya aleha kara acher v'fnei atzma. Except for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is in a separate din of Ori Yehuda. One tears kriya on Ori Yehuda, he has to tear Kriya again on Yerushalayim, but does not have to tear Kriya again on a different one of the Ori Yehuda. Bimkara al Yerushalayim, ain't tarach lekroa al shar Ori Yehuda. If one first tears Kriya on Yerushalayim, and then he sees the Ori Yehuda, he does not have to subsequently tear Kriya on Ori Yehuda. So that, Rav Tukachinsky says, first of all, we don't know where the Ori Yehuda are, and secondly, usually you see Yerushalayim first, so if a person sees Yerushalayim and he tears Kriya, he would not have to tear Kriya when he would subsequently see Ori Yehuda. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does not exactly support that position, because the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud, Eino Chozer v'Kareya Kishayira, Dukulu Chashuvos Ka'achas, they're all like one, we call Makom Tzarech L'Hosif Ala Kera Kol Shehu. He does have to add, on the tear, he has to add a little bit to the Kriya. So it does not seem to support that, but nonetheless, Bizman Hazeh, the meaning is not to tear on Ori Yehuda. The Shari Tshuva here brings down an interesting machlokes. Kosa, Birki Yosef, the name of the Baal Chesed Abraham. Nagu ha'olam shelo lekro al chevron. Why doesn't a person tear a kriya on chevron? He says the minig is not to tear a kriya on chevron. Shemati b'shem gedolim. You know why? The fisha chevron ma'ari miklat shenitnu v'lav me'ari Yehuda mikri. It's not called Ari Yehuda. It's one of the Ari miklat. And the end, the Shari Tshuva concludes shedvarim chalushim heim v'af ana amina de'in this machazah. I tell the show that one should not rely on it. Okay, so there is there chevron. We know what it is, but again, the minhag is not to do it. This is reminiscent of Simon Tov Kuf Samech, where we have many dinim that the poskim try to understand why is it that the minhag is not to do it bezman hazeh, and to some degree the same applies over here. Mishabura says in Sifkaton Beis b'Chorbanon. Afilu Yoshim Bahen Yisrael. Even if there are Jews living in the Ori Yehuda, one would still have to tear Kriya on it. Kevan Shayishme'elim Moshlim Aleim Mikri Bichur Banon. Since the Yishme'elim are controlling the Ori Yehuda, that's called Hurban. As beautiful as the city may look, if the Yishme'elim are in control, that's called a Hurban. The Mishabura brings us down this. The Bach says it takes this for granted, says it's a double pashut. The Beis Yosef brings down two opinions about this matter and concludes that the Iker opinion is as the Mishabura said right over here. Rav Nevzal writes, even if a person hears that a portion of Yerushalayim or Ari Yehuda was given over to the Goyim, he's Chayav Lekroa. And he tells you to look in the Bach in the beginning of the Siman. So I think the Bach over there, the pasuk that we brought from Yirmiyahu, so it's not clear exactly when these people tore Kriya. The 80 people were coming to bring a carbon to Yerushalayim, tore Kriya. So it could very well be that according to Rashi, it sounds like Ubederech Shamu. They heard about the Chorban and they tore Kriya. So it's enough to hear about the Chorban. That's enough to be Mechayev in Kriya. So obviously no one's going to tear Kriya Bezman Hazeh when they find out that there's no Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 1900 years ago. But if there's a current Churban lo aleinu, so a person should have to tear Kriya even when he hears about it. So if one would hear about the transfer of a portion of Yerushalayim to the Goyim or Ari Yehuda, one would be chayev to tear Kriya. You see from your Agav, not to involve politics, but you see they're giving over land, even if the Jews are going to stay put, and even if their homes are not destroyed, and even if their shuls and the cemeteries are not destroyed, giving over land to the control of the Goyim is a Chorban. That's what a Chorban is. That's what the Bach tells us. That's what the Beis Yosef tells us. And that's how the Mishabura paskins. Kevan Shayish Me'edim Moshlim Aleim Mikri Chorban. Kol Shekein Kavachomer B'Menosha Kavachomer. When we are uprooting Jews from their homes, destroying shuls, destroying their homes, and uprooting cemeteries. Lo Aleinu. Okay, that's Sif Aleph, the din of Ari Yehuda, which again we said that Bezman Hazeh were not knowing to tear on Ari Yehuda, and we brought down two reasons from Rav Tukachinsky, perhaps, why it is that we're not knowing. Sif Beis, Haro Yerushalayim v'Churbana, Omer, Tziron Hoysa Midbar, v'Korea. I have a different gear over here. Siona is a midbar, Shmama, Vikorea. Okay, I don't know. I have a little hagos with tikkunim on the bottom of it. Anyway, a person sees Yerushalayim b'churbana, he should say this pasuk, and he should tear Kriya. Now, does this din apply bizman hazeh? So here, there are different opinions. Before we get to the other opinions on this, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalas says, "Haro Yerushalayim, Yesh Yekasu Shemestavra." It makes sense. Sheyom Sheroa Adam Tchila Yerushalayim Bechorbana. The day you see Yerushalayim Bechorbana, the first day, Sheyeser Oso Yom Kula Bebasa V'Yayin. That day should be Oso Bebasa V'Yayin, just as we have during the 9 days in Isra of drinking wine and eating meat. Hu Adin. The day a person sees the Churban Yerushalayim, he should tear Kriya. He should say this pasuk. He should refrain from wine and meat. Now, Bizman Hazeh, in terms of Yerushalayim, which is Baruch Hashem rebuilt, and Baruch Hashem under Jewish control, so Rav Moshe writes in Igos Moshe that one is not chayiv to tear Kriya, Bizman Hazeh and Yerushalayim. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, and Rav Nevzal brings this down in his Mishabura, that a person is chayav to tear kriya, because even though Yerushalayim is physically built up, Yerushalayim is still spiritually in a state of korban, because there's still bate avodah zara in Yerushalayim, v'chadome, and therefore one is chayav to tear kriya. So that's the machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. We're not going to take sides, but certainly those who are mekel certainly have on whom to rely. And Ritu Kaczynski says that where does one tear kriya on Yerushalayim? When he sees the walls of Yerushalayim. I assume those are the walls, the present walls, not the excavation of the old walls. I don't know if Ritu Kaczynski had the excavation of the old walls. Okay, we discussed Ari Yehuda, we discussed Yerushalayim. Now Sif Beis continues, Kisharoa Beis HaMikdash, the third time a person tears kriya, Ari Yehuda, Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash, Ukisharoa Beis HaMikdash, Omer, Beis Kadshenu, V'tifartenu, Asher Hilucha Bo Avasenu Hoya, L'Sreifas Eish, V'chol Machamadenu, Hoya L'Charva, V'Korea. Says this Pasuk, and he tears Kriya. Mishabura tells us, in Sif Katan Hei, no, we're going to wait off on Sif Katan Hei, in Sif Katan Vav, Vikorea. Ayin Bach, Shechayah, the Ishtachavos, Vila Kroas, Begodav, he has to bow down, he has to tear his clothes, the Livkos, he has to cry, Ulis One, Ulis Abel, Al Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Churban HaMikdash is a real thing, and we have to feel it, and we have to cry over it. Person has to tear his clothes, cry, Ulis One, mourn, moan, oh, Al Churban Beis HaMikdash, Ulikonein, Vilomer Mizmer, La'asaf, it's Perek Ayin Tes, in Tehillim, which discusses the Churban Abayis, obviously, Benavua. Ad Sof, Ukishekorea, Mavarech, Va'omer, Baruch, Dayan Ha'emes. Ach, Bli Shem Malchus. He has to say Baruch, Dayan Ha'emes, Bli Shem Malchus. Kikom, Mishpatav, Tzedek, Va'emes, Hatur, Tamin, Pa'alo. He has to do a Tzedek Adin. It's like a Levaya. It's like the death of, it's like a burial. Kikod, Rachal, Mishpat, Kelam, Rabin, Aval, Tzedek, Vyashahu, Batat, Tzedek, Akol, Haba, Aleinu. That's what the Bach says. That's how a person should feel when he sees the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, what is the Churban Beis HaMikdash? So I brought down the name of Rav Moshe that seeing the Kotel is a Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's not so clear. I don't know if that's what Rav Moshe held, but it's certainly not clear from the tshuva that I saw. That he says when you come to the Kotel, you tear kriya, but that's not what he's talking about. It could be when you come to the Kotel, you tear kriya because you see the mask. One pshat is that if you see the mask, that the mask is not a postcard, the mask is a churban, and therefore that's where you tear kriya, that's the opinion of the Pasa Shulchan. So some sefer says the Mokom Azara, a person has to see karka of Harabayas. So basically, there's three opinions. Rav Nevuzel says in his Mishabura that he says, velo hakoiso, that on the kotel a person does not tear kriya. Tzarech l'krav makom ha-mikdash, writes Rav Nevuzel, v'lo ala kosel hama'arovi. Okay, so, since I saw a number of opinions, like the Pasa Shulchan and Rav Nevuzel, both say not to tear on the kotel, and I saw b'shem Rav Moshe that you do tear on the kotel, and since it was very unclear from this tshuva that that's really what he means, so perhaps it's better not to tear on the kotel, but the mask seems to be good enough, and there's a chumrah to go to a place where a person can see the Karka Ha'azara. Okay, I don't know. Again, we're not taking sides. If Rav Moshe means you can tear on the kotel or not, it was very unclear to me, and everyone should consult his local Orthodox Rosh Hashiva. But basically, we have three shittas. Kriya is on the kotel, Kriya is on the mask, Kriya is on Karka Ha'azara. When he sees the ground, the land behind the kotel, when he sees the harabayas. Now let's go back to Sif Katan Hey. Sif Katan Hey says the Mishabur Beis HaMikdash, Va'anichnas ato l'makom mikdash chayev koris. The person who walks now into makom ha-mikdash is chayev koris, shekulanu tmei mesim. We're all tmei mesim. U'kdusha rishona kitcha l'shaisa v'kitcha l'osad lavo. Okay, here the Magen Avraham brings down the Shitas HaRambam, The Kedusha Rishona Kitcha, the Shayas of a Kitcha Los Lava, a person five Kares. They bring down that the Ravid holds is no Kares, but don't misunderstand that. The Ravid says no Kares, there's still an Isser, and we don't know exactly what the Makom is. They're in the Beis HaMikdash itself, there are places where Tmei Mason can and cannot go. There are places where Zavim can and cannot go, Bali Keri, different places that a Tmei Mason can go. However, all the poskim say, Chas v'sholom, no one should go on to Har HaBayis bichlal. Har HaBayis is not a tourist attraction, it's not a place to go, it's not even a place to daven, it's a place that we wait for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and we properly purify ourselves. It will be zocher to go on to certain parts of Har HaBayis, but bizman hazeh, no one has any business going up there. It involves terrible, terrible, terrible Torah prohibitions. It's not kedai to get involved. All the poskim say not to go up bizman hazeh. Now, the Kotel is pointed out, the Kotel is a little bit slanted. And where we stand, the Kotel Plaza, as we know it, is not the base of the Kotel. The Kotel, therefore, really extends out more towards where you're standing. And therefore, there are those that say that one is not allowed to approach the Kotel, you have to stay at least 2 amos away from the Kotel. The Chazon Ish himself was noeg to stay 2 amos away from the Kotel. I believe Rav Nemedar himself is noeg to stay 2 amos away from the Kotel. He does not go up to the Kotel. However, both Lahavdil ben Chaim L'Chaim, both the Chazon Ish and Rav Nemedar, although they themselves are, Rav Chazon Ish was machmir, and Rav Nemedar himself is machmir himself not to approach the Kotel, but they both matter it. Rav Nemedar writes in his Mishnah Berurah that he thinks that Rav Shlomo Zalman said it was mutter, and I saw B'Shem the Chazon Ish that he held it was mutter, but he personally was machmir. So I brought down that the Stiper himself used to go kiss the walls of the Kotel, but he would not put his fingers inside the Kotel. Putting one finger inside the Kotel is a discussion of bia b'mikzah shema bia. It's like going inside Har HaBayis to some extent, possibly, perhaps. There are therefore those who are machmir, again, those are machmir not to approach 2 amos of the Kotel. Those who do go up to the Kotel, kiss the Kotel as a stiper, but not put their fingers into the Kotel. And the minhag ha'olam, obviously, is not like that. The minhag ha'olam is to go up to the Kotel, kiss the Kotel. Many people put takim, little notes, into the Kotel, different tfilos. That is the minhag ha'olam. And there is a source I saw recently, but I can't remember where I saw it, where this idea comes from, to put a petek and write a tefillah down and put it inside in the walls of the Kotel. Again, not so posh it that that's the proper thing to do, but certainly the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel, and there certainly are mekelim. Okay, we're in the middle of Sif Beis. Umehechen chayev lekroa. From where does a person have to tear kriya when he goes to see the Churban HaBayis? Min hatzofim, from Har Tzofim. And here the Ber Agola on the right side says, Perish lo choshev re'iya mirichuk makom elamin sheigia letzofim chashivi re'iya. He brings down from the Beis Yosef that if you are further than Har Tzofim and you see Har HaBayis, that's not called Re'iyah. Now here he's talking about Yerushalayim. Mehechachai of the Kroah on Yerushalayim, Minat Sofim. But further than Har Tzofim is not considered a Re'iyah. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkat on Zion. It's not Delo Choshev Re'iyah, Merichuk Makom. It's not called a Re'iyah if you see it further than Har Tzofim. Then he says, Aval Kama Poskim Kosvah, the Tzofim Havi Perish. This is not a shir. It's telling us as long as you can see it. From Har Tzofim, you can see Yerushalayim. From other places, maybe you can't see Yerushalayim. If you want to know if you're seeing the real Yerushalayim, go to Har Tzofim. Okay, that's a machlokes, different opinions, how close you have to be. V'acharkach, he tears on Yerushalayim. V'acharkach, again, we said that that's a shonu b'machlokes, between a motion of Shlomo Zalman. V'acharkach, kishiyireh ha-mikdash, Korea Kera Acher. He tears on Yerushalayim, and then he tears another Kriya on the Beis HaMikdash itself. Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Ches, V'yachek Gimel Etzbos. The two Kriyas have to be more than 3 Etzbos away from one another. V'chol Kriya Tefach, the Mechaber continues, each Kriya has to be a Tefach. important to point out that when one tears his pocket off of his shirt, that's not a kriya. The kriya has to be in the etzem beged itself. Tearing off the pocket does not count. The imba derech hamidbar, if a person comes derech hamidbar, up to now we're talking, he first sees Yerushalayim, he tears on Yerushalayim, for those who tear on Yerushalayim. He moves over three etzbos, he does another kriya on the base hamikdash, when he either sees the kotel, or the mask, or the karka ha'azara, the floor of Harabayas. But v'imba derech hamidbar, she'ozro ha'mikdash t'chila, if he first sees the base hamikdash, korea ala mikdash tefach, he first tears on the base hamikdash a tefach, here, when he first tears kriya on the base of Mikdash, he does not have to tear another full-fledged kriya on Yerushalayim. He just has to be Mosif on Yerushalayim a kol shehu. Sifkot and Tess explains this. Kol shehu ve'in tzarech tefach, mishum de'ikir mitzvahs kriya yatza b'par mishona she'imena Mikdash. She'kdushasa yoser Yerushalayim v'nechleles b'socha. Just like we said already, Sif Gimel, we saw that one sees one Ari Yehuda, and then he sees another one, he doesn't have to tear Kriya. Mishabur says, but he has to add a Kolshu. So here, when he first, and we also saw that when he sees Yerushalayim, in Kara Yerushalayim, ain't Tzarech Likroa Al Shar Ari Yehuda. Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake over there. In Sif Gimel, alright, we'll get to Sif Gimel, we'll do it again. Here, if he sees first Yerushalayim, he tears on Yerushalayim, for those who tear, and then he tears on the Beis HaMikdash. Moves over three etzbos on his shirt, and he tears again. If he first sees the Beis HaMikdash, since the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is more Chomer, so therefore he tears on the Beis HaMikdash, then when he sees Yerushalayim, he only has to be Mosif a Kol Shehu. He doesn't have to do another Kriya. The Sot brought down that the stiper was Noeg to close his eyes until he would see the two of them together and would do one kriya for both. He would close his eyes until he saw the Beis HaMikdash, then he would tear on the Beis HaMikdash and on Yerushalayim at the same time. Head to Sif Gimel, we did it before, but I realized I made a mistake. Im Koral Achas Me'ori Yehuda, if one tore on one of the Ori Yehuda, Eino Chozeve Korea Kishayira Shar Ori Yehuda. He does not have to tear again when he sees the rest of Ori Yehuda. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkatan Aleph, Tekulu, Chashuvos, Ka'achas, they're all like one. When we come up, on Tzarech Lehosif, Ala Kera, Kol Shehu. He has to tear on the Kriya of Kol Shehu. When he sees one of the Ori Yehuda, and he sees a second one, he doesn't have to tear a second Kriya, but he has to be Mosif, a Kol Shehu. Chutz Mirushalayim, unless he sees Yerushalayim afterwards, Shechoze, Vekarea, Alea, Kera, Acher. When you go up in Kedusha, you need another Kriya. He sees Yerushalayim, then Harabayas, he tears two Kriyas. Harabayas and then Yerushalayim, he does not have to tear two Kriyas. But he has to be Mosif. If he sees one of the Ari Yehuda, then another one, he doesn't tear again. If he sees one of the Ari Yehuda, and then he sees Yerushalayim going up in Kedusha, he has to be Chose v'Korea Alea Kera Acher, Bifnei Atzma, a second Kriya. In Koral Yerushalayim, but if he refers to Kriya in Yerushalayim, which is Mochamer, in Tzarech Likroa Al Shar Ari Yehuda. He does not have to tear on the rest of Ari Yehuda. Here the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Yeralef, Haina Filo Tosefas Kera Ba'al Magamkin Ein Tzarech. So this is not like I said before, I'm sorry. So before we said from Rav Tukachinsky that the reason the minhag is not to tear on Ari Yehuda B'zman Hazeh, first is because we don't know where the Ari Yehuda are. But the second reason he says because we first see Yerushalayim, once we tear in Yerushalayim, we don't have to tear on the Ari Yehuda. So I thought that the Mishnah Berurah disagreed. The Mishnah Berurah does not disagree. The Mishnah Berurah says if you see Ari Yehuda 1, and then you see Ari Yehuda 2, then you have to add a kara, you have to add a kol shehu. But if you first see Yerushalayim, and then you see Ari Yehuda, like Rav Tukachinsky said, you don't have to add even a kol shehu, you don't have to tear at all. So since Yerushalayim is more Kedusha, you tear in Yerushalayim, you don't have to tear in Ari Yehuda. If you tear in Ari Yehuda, then you see Yerushalayim, you have to do another Kriya. Sif Dalid. Kol HaKroyim HaElu. So now the Shulchan Aruch tells us how to tear Kriya. So there's two different types of Kriya. There's Kriya for a parent, and Kriya for other relatives. And the Kriya for a parent has special rules that we don't have by Kriya for other relatives. And that's what we saw already in the Brais and Moi Katan, that the following Kriyas, a person can never sew up well. Avi V'imo, and Ari Yehudi Yerushalayim, and Beis HaMikdash. So we see that Or Yehuda, Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash are in the same category. It seems that perhaps they're in the same category as Aviv Imo. The kriya that one would tear on a sibling, he can be misacha, I believe. But here you see that the kriya of Or Yehuda, Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash has a din of Aviv Imo. So there are, here we see, we're going to see four different dinim that apply to Aviv Imo that don't apply to siblings. One is whether they could be misachin or not, whether they could be sewn up well. The kriya of a parent cannot be sewn up well. Kriya for siblings can be sewn up well, I think. Number two, the kriya on a parent has to be done biyad and not with a kli. He has to do it with his hand. Whereas for other relatives, he can do it with a kli. Number three, he has to tear all the clothes on his body, on his chest, ad shemagales libo, means his jacket and his shirt. And number four, he has to tear on top of his heart, bitzad smol. For other shar krovim, he can tear on the right side, and he doesn't tear kol b'gadav, only one beged, and he can do that with a kli, and he can be misachin, it can be sewn up well. So what's the status of the kriya on Ari Yehuda, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash? So it would seem from this brisa that it's the kriya for the Beis HaMikdash is the same as the kriya for a parent. And that's the Shitas HaRambam. It has the same thing, the same rules and regulations, those four dinim that we saw by a parent, it's the same din by kriya on the Beis HaMikdash. The Raiva disagrees, and he brings a Tosefta that says no. The comparison in the brisa of Ori Yehudi Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash to Aviv Imo is limited to Ichui, Misachin, the fact that it can't be sewn up well. But that's the only case, that's the only way in which we compare them. In other ways, they're different. That means it can be done b'kli, he doesn't have to do all his begadim, and he can do it on any side he wants. So the Shulchan Aruch here, paskens like the Rambam. Kol akrama elu biyado, he has to do it biyad. Mishabura says, v'lo b'kli. Uma umad, he has to do it standing up. Now this is not a din by parents, I believe all kriyas have to be done standing. The korea kol ksuso she'olov, he has to tear all the clothes. Nowadays, I think Avelim are not knowing to tear undershirts. The Gemara says, apar kasuso, he doesn't have to tear. He only tears the real begadim, not the tzitzis, not the undershirt. The korea kol ksuso she'olov ad she'igal eslibo, until he reveals his heart. And therefore the Mishabura tells us, if gotten yugimel, v'lochen yikra mitzad smol, kelev b'smol, the heart's on the left side, therefore he should tear on the left side. He can never sew up these tears well. The Mishabura brings down exactly what does it mean well. We'll leave that to the tailors. Not failers. Anyway. He can sew it up in a haphazard way, in a non-professional way, but he can't sew it up well. So here we see that the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, that L'chol Dover, we compare the Kriya on the Beis HaMikdash to the Kriya on a parent. Piskechura brings down that the Minig is not like this. The Minig is to tear Kriya on the Beis HaMikdash like the Ravid. That was Shitas V'Shalma Zalman, the Chazon Ish, the Stipler. They were knowing to tear only the outermost Beged and to use a knife like Shitas HaRavid. After a person tears Kriya, he can immediately take off the Beged. And they bring down from the Stipler that even if one wants to be machmir and tear on the left side, he can use the same beged, and there's five different places. He can tear five kriyas on the same beged and all be on the left side and be yotzei the kriya. I saw from Rav Sternbach that he brought down that he is machmir, first of all, before tearing kriya on the Beis HaMikdash to see karka ha'azara, to go up to a high spot and look down on the karka azara, not to see only the kotel, not to see only the mask. He's also, as Noeg, I believe, to close his eyes and take off his jacket before he sees the makom hamikdash to tear kriya. Therefore, he doesn't get involved in the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, because the Shulchan Aruch does pass him like the Rambam, even though the minig is like the Ravid, in order to be yotzei bo shita. So he takes off his coat. He only has a shirt. And not a big deal to do the kriya biyad, as opposed to with the kli, and to do a pitzad smol. So that's how Rav Sternbach is knowing. I think it's brought down in more than Muzmanim. He has a lot of pieces By the end of Tisha B'Av, he has a number of pieces on Zeichel Churban, Churban Abayis, Kotel B'Zman Hazeh, Kriya. There's some very interesting stuff over there. Okay, that's Sif Dalet. Sif Hey. Haya Holech Uba Yerushalayim. A person is coming to Yerushalayim. Haya Holech Uba Yerushalayim. Holech Uba Toch Lamed Yom. So he comes and goes to and from Yerushalayim. So if it's been 30 days since he's seen the Makom HaMikdash or Yerushalayim, Haya Holech Uba Yerushalayim. Holech Uba Toch Lamed Yom. Eino Korea Kera Acher. If it's within 30 days, he does not tear Kriya again. Yim La'acher Lamed Yom Chozev Korea. If he hasn't seen the Makom HaMikdash or Yerushalayim, Vehu Adin Ba'ori Yehudu Uva Mikdash, so if he's seen it within 30 days, he does not tear Kriya again. If he hasn't seen it within 30 days, then he does tear Kriya again. In terms of people who live in Yerushalayim or live near Yerushalayim and they don't go to the Kotel within 30 days, so the minig is not for them not to tear Kriya. If even though they haven't been to the Makom HaMikdash, if they live near Yerushalayim, even though they haven't been to the Makom HaMikdash within 30 days, the minhag is not to tear Kriya again. And Rav Demazar brings that from Rishon Mazalman. This is also, he is Mitzayin. Halicha Shlomo says something very stark. A person who lives near Yerushalayim and does not come to see the Makom HaMikdash, does not come to the Kotel at least every 30 days, obviously he has no feeling for the Churban, and therefore he should not tear Kriya. Very strong, powerful words with a strong message about the importance of coming to the Kotel and seeing the Churban and appreciating the fact that we do have Baruch Hashem access to the Kotel to come daven to the place where the Shechina never left, the most kadosh place in the world. Okay, just something we didn't discuss. There are many people who try to get out of tearing Kriya. Okay, so we mentioned that on Ari Yehuda the minhag is not to tear. We mentioned that on Yerushalayim is a machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. On the Beis HaMikdash it seems that one is supposed to tear Kriya. So there are some legal loopholes. One is to come on Shabbos and Yontif. If a person comes on Shabbos and Yontif, obviously doesn't have to tear Kriya. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, if a person comes on Shabbos and Yontif, he doesn't tear Kriya, obviously, but even Motzai Shabbos, Motzai Yontif, he also would not have to tear Kriya. There's also a minig not to tear Kriya on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. And these both the Stipe and the Chazon Ish were very against that minig. Ein l'zeh yesod. They felt that there's no reason for such yesod, and I saw the same thing in one of the new Sfarim that came out, Shailas and Tshuvas for Ruchaim Kanievsky, that there's no such heter to not tear Kriya on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. There are the Sefer Har Kodesh brought down Erev Shabbos after Plag HaMincha not to tear Kriya. And I saw from Pesach Tshuva wants to say from Rav Sternbach that if a person's already wearing Shabbos clothes on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, so then there's more reason that the Shabbos clothes would pater him, and the spirit of Shabbos is going to, some, for some reason, pater him. Okay, the minig is not to tear. The Chazon Ish didn't like it. Everyone should ask his own personal shayla. That's in terms of Shabbos and Yontif and Erev Shabbos l'acher Chatzos. So it seems that there's another legal loophole, and that is borrow someone's shirt. If I borrow someone's shirt, then I can't tear his shirt. So Rav Nevinza, and I'm talking about borrowing a shirt, taking off your shirt before you see the Makom HaMikdash, or before you see Yerushalayim, and putting on someone else's shirt. So that Rav Nevinza is against, and he says, Gal hayom tzarech likroa ve'ein roi lishol chutza ulevata mitzvah chazal. It's not roi to borrow a shirt and thereby be mevata mitzvah chazal. There's another thing that people do, which is even more far removed, and that is make a kinyan suda. I'm going to see the kotel, I don't want to tear my shirt, so you give me, I go over to a friend or a stranger, I've had strangers come over to me, give me your pen, I give him my pen, no, he gives me his pen, I go to the kotel, I see Reuven gives me his pen, and I make a kinyan on his pen, thereby being makne b'kinyan suder my shirt to him. So that's, Rav Demizel doesn't even like borrowing a shirt mamish. So obviously he's not going to like this. So Rav Sternbach thinks that this is a harama ba'alma, and it doesn't work. So again, the best thing is for a person to have a kriya shirt, so you can tear at least 5 times on the shirt on the left side. And we said the minig is like the ravid, so a person can tear also on the right. And it means he has 10 different places on the shirt. He can tear kriya, and he should find the shirt, not his finest shirt, find the shirt that he doesn't mind tearing, and save it, and use the same shirt over and over, and not to get involved in being mavato mitzvah chazal, and in haramos, and other assorted legal or not so legal loopholes. Should conclude Hilchos Tisha B'Av with what the Mechaber says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. This is the end of the beginning of Chelek Vav. In the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Aleph Siv Gimel, which you can listen to Rav Ami's shir on it, Simen Aleph Siv Gimel says, Ro'oi l'chol yori shemayim she'ei meitzar v'doeg al churban beis hamikdash. It's Ro'oi for yori shemayim to be upset and to worry about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Important to keep in mind and to understand that the Churban is something that's very, very severe. We suffer Adi Yom Hazeh, all of our tzaras, Tzva Aleinu, stem from the Churban Abayis. And more than that, the Shekhinah is Begalus, and the Shekhinah is Betzar. We're Betzar, the Shekhinah, we're Begalus, the Shekhinah is Begalus, Imar Nochi Betzar, and we have to daven and daven very seriously that we should be zocha to the third base of Mikdash, to Mashiach, to Kena, Behira, V'Yameinu, Amen.